This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We are in the second hour of the show. The phones are open. You can join us here, and the number is 603-283-6160. If we get the chance, we'll get into China and things like the social credit score coming to America, perhaps. With you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And
some guy who's terrible at air drumming.
We talk about insider trading in D.C. as well. Some people have been caught red-handed, apparently. And the number here is 603-283-6160. But we're going to go to your phone calls and your thoughts. Plus, the war on drugs is in the news. But first, we got Major Payne on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Hey, Ian. Yeah, I just called to notify you that NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association, is making you famous. You're almost in Florida. You are a hurricane.
I'm almost back in Florida.
Hurricane Ian or Hurricane Freeman?
I thought that...
Ian. Just Ian.
Yeah.
I thought that was one of the ones that was on the list of, like, we're not going to name them this anymore.
Well, apparently not. What category are you?
I do not
question.
Know.
I don't see that.
Hot air are you? That's questions.
I'm on one of the weather sites right now. I don't see what the category is. I'd like to apologize to my former Floridian neighbors for anything that I might do in the next week's time or however long it's going to be, a few days.
Are you sure it's a hurricane? You're a hurricane and not just a tropical
storm. It's a tropical storm right now. So, yeah, it's a bummer. There you go. Thanks.
I'd rather be a storm than a depression.
Yeah. Well, okay. Anything else you want to share, Major?
Well, did you guys hear about those cops out in Colorado that killed that young fella?
Which one? I'm sure that's happened more than once, but...
Well, yeah, but this one kind of has some particulars to it. You remember when they handed out those shots? I don't remember what they called them, but they were to overcome the opioid overdoses?
Yeah, naloxone. What's the brand name on that one? I looked it up the other night.
It doesn't matter, but yeah. You know how the wheels of justice grind mighty slowly. I figure this took place about 2 years ago because the medical examiner just...
Uh-oh.
His name is now Minor Payne.
Sounds like technical.
Man, he calls back fast. He's already there. Major, you're back. Something happened to your connection there.
Yeah, I dropped the damn phone and it closed up.
The brand name I was looking for is Narcan. Narcan. So for listeners that don't know, in some states, I don't know how many of them, I know New Hampshire is one of them, it is legal now to have Narcan. It used to be prohibited. You can now have this thing. It is a, basically, it kind of reverses the effects of a heroin overdose or an opiate overdose. They call it an agonist, I believe, is the term, the medical terminology for it.
It's not an antagonist, it's an agonist.
Basically, you can pull somebody out, kind of, or at least for a time. I think it's enough time to get them to a hospital or something like that, but you can sort of temporarily reverse the effects of a heroin overdose. As I understand it, that is, you know, perhaps worse than a layman's understanding of it. Luckily, I don't spend much time around heroin addicts, so I don't feel the need to carry this with me, but people who are, for instance, family members, close relatives, friends, people who are around known heroin addicts, you want to have a dose or two of Narcan in the car or in your house or something like that. That way you could administer that directly to the person. You don't have to wait on an ambulance, which by the time the ambulance gets there, the person may be in really bad shape.
So it's sort of the same kind of thing as like having a shot of adrenaline for a known allergy sufferer.
Perhaps. Yeah. So, and it's legal in some states. You'll have to check your local laws as far as whether or not it is there. So how does this play into the story you were talking about, Major Payne, with the cops and some guy?
Well, like I said, the wheels of justice grind mighty slowly. So I figure this probably happened a couple years ago when they first issued these shots.
Mm-hmm.
Two cops are on patrol late at night, and they spot this young fellow walking down the road and decide to hoorah him. And then they say, well, he was acting funny, so they put him in a chokehold, knocked him out, and then give him this Narcan.
Oh, God.
And he died. Ugh. And the medical examiner just reversed the standings that it was because of being choked out and inadequate administration of the Narcan, or however he phrased it, is what killed him.
Hold on. So the medical examiner has confirmed that it was the Narcan and the choking that killed him?
Yeah, he reversed the findings to make such statements, yeah.
So the previous finding was he died due to the heroin, and now they're saying no, it was what the cops did to him, or was he not on heroin at all?
He wasn't on heroin. He probably wasn't even high.
I see. Okay. Well, what was the medical examiner saying was the cause of death previously?
They did not get into all that. Like I said, this is.
Okay.
I think it took place in Aurora, Colorado. I'm not sure about the city, but I know it was Colorado.
Interesting.
I'm sure your magic rectangle could tell you more.
Thanks, Major, for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing that forward. And maybe the cops just wanted to off this guy, and they said, oh, well, you know, he's known for being a heroin user, and let's just jack him up with this drug. And Uganda in our chat room at chat.freetalklive.com is saying it was ketamine that the person was allegedly on in this particular story.
Interesting. It is weird to hear that these so-called professionals, you know, are able to administer something like Narcan without medical oversight.
Well, I mean, you should be able to as well. That this is available in New Hampshire, as I understand it. You can go to CVS or Walgreens or whatever and buy this stuff without a prescription, and you can have it on hand to administer it to somebody, and you might just save their life. And I'm sure there are cases in which people's lives have been saved here in New Hampshire because
of this. They're giving it to somebody who, you know, doesn't need it.
Well, that's a huge mistake, and or they did it on purpose, right? One or the other.
So I kind of want to tie this into a previous topic of ours as far as the Buckminster Fuller quote about you don't win these things by resisting, but rather by replacing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the things that like I was saying, there are a lot of things that need to get done, and there's lots of arguments to be made as to which is the most important to do first. But on the list is certainly medicine. Like, we must get around the system's form of medicine. So, like, okay, look, if you want to have Narcan around, sometimes they're going to make it illegal for you to acquire it. And that's because you are relying on their system of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
You are relying on their doctors to decide whether you can be trusted with that chemical or not, which is absurd because I'm an adult, and I get to determine what goes into my body.
Here's the story, actually, and thank you to Uganda in our chat room at chat.freetalklive.com for digging this one up. It was Elijah McCain, 23-year-old black gentleman who died after this confrontation with the police. According to the autopsy report now, it originally could not be determined his cause of death, but now they're saying he was injected with ketamine, not by the police, but by paramedics after being forcibly restrained. And the manner, let's see here, story, according to this, officers responded to a call about a suspicious person, put Mr. McClain, who is a massage therapist, in a chokehold, and paramedics later injected him with ketamine, a powerful sedative, after McClain had bought an iced tea at a corner store, said authorities. He died roughly one week
Whoa.
Later. Wow.
They
that's
are
horrible.
Injecting people with sedatives
with
now?
Ketamine. That's crazy.
Jesus Christ. I mean, like, kneeling on your neck wasn't enough.
Yeah.
We have to start injecting drugs into people unwillingly.
Yeah, I mean, that's a crazy story. I mean, why that happened, I don't know. I don't know if there's any good explanation for this at all.
I cannot possibly think of a good explanation for why you needed to inject drugs unwillingly into someone.
One of the people who commented said, I don't think anyone can plausibly argue that if Mr. McClain had just been allowed to walk home that night, that he would have died. So at least in some sense, they, the defendants, caused his death by the things they did from a legal point of view. According to the story at NBC News, McClain had come out of the store where he'd bought an iced tea when he was stopped by the police, responding to a call of a suspicious person wearing a ski mask and waving his arms. McClain usually wore a ski mask because of a blood condition that made him feel cold, according to his family. Officers questioned him, then grabbed him when one officer thought McClain was reaching for a holstered gun. They said the officers applied a carotid control hold on McClain, so a sleeper move, basically,
right.
A type of choke hold meant to restrict blood to the brain to render a person unconscious. Paramedics called to the scene, injected him with ketamine to sedate him. Inside an ambulance, about 7 minutes later, he didn't have a pulse and went into cardiac arrest. The report released later that year According to the report, medics were able to revive him, but he was later declared brain dead and taken off life support less than 1 week later.
Wow. The police will determine the contents of your veins, so, not you.
He was guilty of walking home with an iced tea from the corner store while black, basically. That's all he did. More coming up here. This is Free Talk.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open. You can join the show. Your number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Join us online. We get a lot of cool features on our website. You can head over to our social media platform at social.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com, and you can interact there with other Free Talk Live listeners. Maybe you're tired of the big tech, mega corporate social medias out there, and you want to have more freedom to express yourself. You can do that at social.freetalklive.com. It's Ian Peekless Mountaineer and Captain Kickass in the studio here tonight. Let's jump into some of the news,
well,
shall we?
Yes. I actually wanted to make another comment on the on the previous topic.
No, I'm sorry, you can't.
So,
what was the previous topic?
Kidding. Oh, which you, topic? Sir, are not in first chair.
We've covered many topics. Which topic?
The one we were just talking about with someone who looks like you seems to have robbed someplace. So we're
going
to kneel on your neck and then inject things that kill you.
Somebody who looks like Ian robbed a place?
Anyway, so one of the things that we also need to find ways around, like alternatives to. So, for example, I've used cell 411 before,
yes.
And never once has someone who arrived then kneeled on someone's neck and, you know, shot them full of something that killed them.
Bingo.
Without, like, you know, say, having a trial or something first.
Yeah.
So this is why these alternatives are so important, is because as long as we rely on the monopoly to provide these services, they will be provided poorly.
Again, one of the reasons that I'm here in New Hampshire is because the folks who are involved with the larger freedom movement here, mm-hmm. right, and that's encompassing everybody, right? The Free State Project, the natives who are already here, right? People who move here without, like, signing a thing or whatever. They're just like, yeah, I'm freedom-oriented, right? They come here and they want a better life. You know, they want more freedom for themselves. They want freedom for, you know, in our lifetime. Is because people here are building, right? And to go back to the Buckminster Fuller quote, like, mm-hmm. cell 411 is a super important decentralized method of replacing things like 911, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And so building that alternative infrastructure is attractive to me.
For those that don't know, cell 411 is a piece of software you can download for your cell phone, and it allows you to send out an emergency alert to your friends, people who are in your cell, people who might be living in the same town as you, for instance, that
you have multiple cells.
Correct, yeah. You can have a friend cell, a family cell, whatever people you want to put into the cell. And then you send an alert out saying, getting pulled over on this location. It's GPS coordinates, and then somebody who's nearby or relatively nearby could respond, and they can come and help you. Or maybe the house is on fire, or you're having some sort of medical problem. There's mm-hmm. different alerts that you can send out. And
last time I remember using it was when I was being threatened. So being able
the police?
Not by the police in this particular circumstance. Hmm. Just by
somebody else.
Yep, just regular street crime, not the not the usual mafia-esque government street crime.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was being threatened. I hit cell 411 and very quickly had someone else out there. Now I had already diffused the situation by the time they got there, but it was a lot quicker than the police would have gotten there. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I don't know what the current status of the program is. Our co-host Nobody, yeah. who is going to be on, I think, here Talk Live tonight.
Last I heard, it seems to be working, but he's adapting it for iPhone users.
I was going to say, I don't know where the iPhone one is.
Yeah.
I think that one's, I don't know if it's totally broken or what's going on. Unfortunately, it's under development. If you are a programmer and you want to contribute to this thing, we have open sourced the code. What happened a couple years ago was the owner of Cell 411, the guy who originally started it, Virgil Viduva, a longtime listener and supporter here on Free Talk Live. He had some personal things he was going through in his life. He had to step away from the program, and rather than abandon it, he put it up for sale, and the Shire Free Church, which is the organization behind this program, purchased it and handed it over to Nobody, who he's been wanting, chomping at the bit to get back into programming. He's a programmer.
Yep.
And he's been cranking away on it for the last couple of years, minus the 6 months the state threw him in a prison cell for the Crypto 6 situation. So he's back at it. Hopefully we're going to see a release at some point of this, but he's a one-man band in this case, and that's not an easy thing to do. So the code has been open-sourced. It never was before. That was one of the few valid critiques of Cell 411 before was, hey, code's not open-sourced. I don't know what's going on in there.
Right.
Well, now it is. And so if you're a programmer type, you can go to getcell411.com. Or even if you're not a programmer, if you want to help test the, you know, the builds that he's coming out with. If you think this is an interesting concept, maybe you're an old Cell 411 user and you want to get back in, you want to help out. He's releasing these, you know, I don't know how often, but every now and then he'll release a new build of the thing. You can send your feedback. Just go to getcell411.com, click up on the menu, and there's a couple links to some chat rooms that'll connect you with people who are active with that. So
these things, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin specifically, and decentralized cryptocurrency, apps like Cell411 that allow you to have a decentralized system to replace things like calling the paramedics, calling the police, right, to where you can call whoever you decide is the right team for the right situation. You have a cell that's like, you know, police type danger. You have a cell for like medical emergencies. You have a cell for like, hey, let's go and have a party, right? You know, you could have all these different cells that you designate to where, like, if you're having a thing, you can notify that cell of what's going on. These are very important to the forwarding of freedom, right? Sure. Because we're building, and by we, I'm not involved in really building any of this. I use this stuff, right? So, like, I'm a user, if you will, and I'm a fan of this type of stuff, but that's also one of the reasons why I'm here. You know, we've talked previously about, like, what's the plan for the future? How do you see freedom coming about? Well, I see freedom coming about by concentrating freedom-oriented people in a geographic area who also are either builders or users of this new technology in ways that will replace the current existing thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the thing where it's really important to figure out what our order of operations is, and that's kind of a personal thing of, like, what is the most important thing to replace to me?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that we can start figuring out, okay, well, these people are going to work on these people are going to work on these things, because all of these replacements have a lot of effort that needs to be put into them before they're, you know, ready for prime time, before they're ready to replace the people who are holding a monopoly over us.
Yeah, that's true. And we are on the very beginnings of all of this, right? And, you know, it'd be nice if we were 20 more years into it, but somebody's got to do the early work. Somebody's got to lay the groundwork. And, in fact, a lot of the groundwork has been laid. I know tonight on Beard Talk Live, you guys are going to be joined by Zeffin. He's in the studio hanging out with us here. He is one of the doers when it comes to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. He was their top bill reviewer last year, got an award for it at their awards dinner this year, and much deserved. He blew everybody else out of the water. But the thing is, Zeffin was able to come in here less than, I think, 2 years ago. He's a relatively new mover here to New Hampshire, and he was able to just plug himself in to a system that was already created, a system that is a very good and effective and working system, a system that there's an online component of when you read a bill, you can grade the thing based on how pro-liberty it is, and there's a whole like technological aspect that some programmer geniuses built, I don't know how many years ago, and they've been improving over time. And then the whole, you know, the structure, the board of directors, and they print out all these grades that they give all the state representatives every year. So this has been going for almost 20 years. So it's thanks to the different generations of movers that have come here over time that have all built on what has.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
U.S. USA Radio News.
Russian forces launched new strikes on Ukrainian cities as Kremlin orchestrated votes took place in occupied regions, creating a pretext for their annexation by Moscow. The U.S. and other countries are calling it a sham election. Hundreds of people were arrested in Russia meantime for trying to protest a mobilization order that commits more troops to the fighting Ukraine. The latest Russian shelling killed at least 3 people and 19 were wounded. A state of emergency has been declared for 24 Florida counties as Tropical Storm Ian is getting stronger over the Caribbean. It also prompted NASA to again delay the launch of its Artemis 1 rocket. Fiona making an impact in Atlantic Canada. The Canadian Hurricane Center tweeted early Saturday that Fiona has the lowest pressure recorded ever for a storm making landfall in that country. More at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. If you want to join in, live Saturday show, number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Earlier in the show, Captain, I think, mentioned the upcoming conference, which is now 1 month from now. It's coming up fast.
Parallel Structures.
October 21st through the 23rd will be in Prague. We will not be. Mark Edge will be in Prague, I should say, our co-host, who should be coming back for a visit here in the next few days.
I think he'll be on Sunday.
He's expected on tomorrow night. But eventually he's going to head out to Prague, October 21st through the 23rd, for what is the Free Cities Foundation's annual conference, which they call Liberty in Our Lifetime. The conference theme is Parallel Structures for Progress, and they're going to explore physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in their future. If you like the idea of, for instance, Mark's ZA concept, the idea of the special economic zone, and I think a lot of those people are going to be at this particular conference. So head over to lifetimeliberty.com. You can use code FTL20, and you can save 20% on the already discounted early bird tickets. Early bird tickets, by the way, that ends on October 3rd. So you're running out of time. If you've been procrastinating and you want to go to this thing, get yourself the discount. Use code FTL20 at lifetimeliberty.com. Let's go to the phones here. We have Good Cops and Unicorns calling from Alaska.
You're that one person or two?
Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi. So Major Payne just called, I think, last segment about the story in Aurora, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is of the young gentleman who was walking home after having purchased an iced tea at the convenience store, was stopped by the police, put into a chokehold because they thought he matched the description of a suspicious person. And then subsequently he was injected with ketamine, apparently, by paramedics. And then he died his brain died, and then he was taken off of life support a week later. That's
right.
Yeah.
Right. And just, I know I'm nitpicking a little bit, but I think Major Payne mentioned a couple times about the wheels of justice turning slowly. And
yes.
Just to clarify, I think that's the wheels of police accountability. And those don't turn at all.
No, they don't.
So,
are they really wheels to begin with?
Right. It's like the axle is welded solid to the frame or mm-hmm. something. But
square tires like the old DOS versions.
Yeah. But it very much reminded me of the Eric Garner case.
Mm. That was the man who was choked to death by a New York cop for selling loose cigarettes.
So, I believe it was another carotid neck hold.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Anyway, so it's been a little pet peeve of mine as well on that, is that he actually was not selling loosies that day.
Oh, really?
And we've been hearing for, 10 years. I think that was 2012 or 13.
Mm-hmm.
And for 10 years, we've been hearing he was killed for selling loosies. But actually what happened was he wasn't selling loosies that day. He had just broken up a fight between two guys on the street there.
Well, that'll teach him for doing the right thing.
Hmm. Right, but the cops rolled in.
Can you believe this guy making peace?
Exactly. And when they made a beeline straight for him. They knew who he was. He had been picketed and arrested, I believe, many times for selling loosies. But if I remember the video correctly, what he was saying was, not today, guys. I'm not doing anything right now. You got nothing on me. Leave me alone. Right?
I choked him out anyway.
They backed him up into that storefront. All three officers were on him, and Officer Pantaleo was the guy who had him, had him in the neck hold.
Well,
and of course, they murdered him.
Well, and this shows you how dangerous to their structure creating any kind of an alternative is. Because that's the thing, like, no, you don't have the proper licensure to sell cigarettes.
You're going to need your tax stamps.
Exactly. You haven't given us our cut.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, I'm not selling anything. It's like, yes, but you sometimes do.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that you are operating as an unlicensed tobacco shop means that we need to choke you to death.
And what's the term here that we've been using? Carotid artery?
Carotid artery is...
The term for the chokehold.
Carotid hold.
Carotid hold, right? Okay. That, to me, is a BS terminology, because what you're really talking about is choking a guy.
Yeah,
right.
That's right.
Right? Let's use the real term, the regular term that most people understand.
It's not a police action.
Right. It's not kinetic military action. It's bombing people. It's not a carotid hold or a carotid restraint. It's choking a guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and they're, I think the claim is that because they're not cutting off the airway, that it's less dangerous.
Jeez.
But
choking is choking. To me, I don't know about you.
Yeah.
Well, if you won't let me stop the oxygen from getting into your body, you can at least let me stop the oxygen from getting to your brain, right?
Right. And Eric Garner was saying, I can't breathe for whatever the 2-3 minutes that it took for him to die. I'm sure there are people out there going, oh, he can breathe because he's talking, which, of course, they've been saying that crap for a long time. But what really strikes me about that case is that even on like a show like Free Talk Live, where people are very serious about liberty and very careful about language, like understand what so-called law enforcement is, the tip of the spear of tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
And still we repeat that the lie that the NYPD created immediately after this case, that he was selling Lucy.
Well, to me, it's I mean, it's an interesting clarification, but ultimately irrelevant, because even if he was selling Lucy's, it doesn't deserve to be choked to death. Right. It doesn't even deserve to be ticketed. You should leave somebody the hell alone if they're selling Lucy's. They're not harming
or
anyone.
Or breaking up a street fight.
Yeah. So, I mean, to me, it's irrelevant.
I agree, but I think I'm just making up percentages here. 70-80% of Americans, when they hear, oh, well, he was killed by the police, but he was selling Lucy's,
right.
So he was committing a crime, he should have done what they told him, they're able to rationalize or justify the
Well, you just should have been obeying the law. It's like he actually was obeying the law.
It is an illustration of the misconception that most people have about what a crime actually is.
Mm-hmm.
The original OG definition of crime was harm to an individual or property. If those two things are absent, no crime has been committed.
No victim, no crime.
Damn. Yeah.
Thanks for calling and clarifying that tonight. Anything else?
Can I say one? Yeah, real quick. I just want to say I think the important piece, I think, is that one could have looked much, much worse for the police, and maybe those, you know, welded wheels of accountability for them might have turned just a hair on that if that narrative that the NYPD lied and got attached to that case wasn't allowed to happen. Meaning, if they weren't allowed to get away with saying, well, he was selling Lucy's when he actually wasn't.
They would have come up with something else.
It would have taken a little bit of wind out of their sails, though.
Yeah. To me, the footage of the dude kneeling on the guy's neck while staring off into space and just like kind of, I don't know, it didn't look like he was necessarily enjoying it.
Was that him or George Floyd?
Oh, no, I'm thinking of the wrong guy.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry, the other guy who couldn't breathe. I'm sure there's been plenty of guys who couldn't breathe under the police.
It's easy to get them mixed up, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. And you're right, they do obfuscate the intentions, and they do make excuses for what they've done.
All they have to do is say, I thought he was going for a gun, and then they can get away with anything.
Coming right for me. Yeah.
South Park. That's what they said about this other kid, the guy with the ketamine injection that was killed by that. They said they thought he was going for a gun.
He's coming right at me!
Yep. You know, and this is like a kid who was a massage therapist who's walking home from the car.
I feared for my life from this guy who couldn't move.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, good cops and unicorns. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. On the way, surprising news that the Colombian president has now spoken against the war on drugs in front of the United Nations. He's breaking ranks.
Was he on drugs while doing so?
Maybe. I don't care. I think it's great news, and we'll talk about it here, because what happened with Eric Garner and, you know, was part of the war on drugs?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Saturday show, and the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Because I'm here.
And the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Reverend. Wait, what's the rest of my name? Buckshot Esquire, if you will.
Yeah,
thank you.
You can check him out. What's the website?
CaptainKickass.com.
That's right. It is online, finally.
Only cost me $600.
Yeah, but it's worth it.
It's
right?
Totally worth it. Yeah, I'm like, I will have that forever now. I mean, it cost me $600 to acquire it. Now right. I only need pay the annual fee
or whatever
to keep it. Yeah. So,
all right, join us online anytime. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features we have for you there. You can download the show directly. You can subscribe to our podcast as well. If you go to feeds.freetalklive.com, you'll find a link there to the official podcast.
Can I brag for just a minute? Because we were just talking about
May. Yeah,
so
sure can.
I've been working on this song. It's called It's Time.
I heard it last night.
You did?
Yeah.
And I've been working on the mix and, you know, all that kind of thing. And
you've been working on this for a little bit.
It's like a year in the making, right? To me, I don't know, maybe the best thing I've ever done.
Wow.
I don't, it's hard to tell. But
hey, the fact that it's maybe the best thing you've ever done means you're doing it right.
Yeah. I really like it so far. And what I've done is at this year's Pork Fest, during the Pork Fest picture.
That's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the Free State Project's yearly summer camping festival.
Yes. Every year they get everybody together, the, you know, couple thousand, 2,000-3,000 people, whatever it is, or they try to invite everybody onto the hill and take a big old picture.
Right.
With all the freedom loving people that are there. And so I thought, maybe I can get everybody to yell, "We will not comply."
Nice.
A bunch of times. And I brought some field recording equipment. And I set it up in the field, and then I also had a handheld device as backup, and I was able to record.
How many times do you actually have field recording done in a field?
Right? It's like, have you used a duct tape on an actual duck? I've only done it once in my life. But I'm field recording in a field with arguably, I don't know, 1,500, 2,000 people.
A lot of people.
There were supposedly 3,000-ish people at Pork Fest. Not all of them came down to take the picture. So
you can't wrangle them.
Maybe half of them. So arguably, 1,500, 2,000 people or so were all hanging out and chanting, "We will not comply." And so I was able to take and record that. And sort of put it onto the loop. And so at the end of the song, however many people joined the picture for Pork Fest of 2022 are part of this song.
Oh, that's cool.
It's your song. You're in it. Sure, the music's mine and the lyrics are mine. And I did most of the stuff except for I programmed the drums, but it's not, me actually playing the drums. But it's coming along. It's pretty good. And I'm going to attempt to commission somebody to do a music video for it.
That's awesome. So maybe next year?
I'm hoping to have it done and released like either at or just before Pork Fest.
Okay.
This next one, or Fork Fest.
Seems reasonable.
Fork and Pork, because Fork Fest is now in front of Pork Fest.
Right. Cool. Looking forward to it. And I imagine you'll post a link and let us know at CaptainKickAss.com.
It'll be there.
All right. So here's the news from the dailymail.co.uk. Colombia's president has declared that the, quote, "the war on drugs has failed," unquote, using his first address to the United Nations General Assembly.
Is this just his excuse to do lines in the office?
I don't care what it is. It's great to hear something like this coming from any high-ranking government bureaucrat politician. I'm sure, he's a terrible person, just like every president is, but, every now and then a broken clock strikes right, so I'll give credit where credit's due.
Right.
In this case, he spoke and suggested sweeping changes to the nation's drug laws that could end in the legalization of cocaine. Gustavo Petro, a former guerrilla fighter and the first left-wing president of the Latin American nation, was inaugurated as president last month. He campaigned on a pledge to unite the deeply divided country, promising to fight against inequality and climate change and achieve peace.
His name is really Petro?
Petro in a South American, Central American, country.
Okay, all right.
Colombia says he wants to achieve peace with leftist rebels and crime gangs. Colombia is the world's largest producer of cocaine, accounting for 64% of the drug, all of it, in 2019, according to the latest UN report. It's the source of more than 90% of the drug, which is seized in the U.S., and is home to the largest Drug Enforcement Administration office located overseas. And, of course, it's worth pointing out that he is absolutely correct about this. The war on drugs is an absolute failure. Drugs have not been eradicated. Drugs have not been lessened over time. There are more drugs now and harder drugs than there have ever been in generations' time. There's as many drug addicts now as there were prior to the war on drugs. So by all metrics, and we're not even talking about the tremendous number of, trillions of dollars that have been spent trying to fight this so-called war on drugs, from whatever numbers, statistics you want to look at, the war on drugs is an abject failure.
I just think it's hilarious that the excuse to make money is climate change in his country, whereas the way that you got a climate bill passed in our country was to say that it was to make money.
Wait, what do you mean?
Okay, so the bill that they passed to fight inflation did absolutely nothing of the sort.
The Inflation Reduction Act,
exactly,
so-called?
Exactly. That was the...
You're going to fight inflation by spending $800 billion?
Right, well, and in his next address, he refers to the thing as the largest environmental bill that's ever been passed.
Biden did.
Which it was. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's hilarious that in my country, you have to pretend to be making money in order to... do the climate change agenda, whereas in his country, you have to pretend to be doing the climate change agenda in order to do the thing that's going to make you money.
The war on drugs launched by Richard Nixon in 1971. It's amazing it has been now 50 years. And of course, it really started earlier with the prohibition of cannabis in the 1930s, but they didn't call it the war on drugs until Nixon. Massively ramped up under Reagan in the 1980s, cost the U.S. over $1 trillion, and has yet to fail, has failed to reduce drug use. U.S. overdose deaths rose by 15% last year.
Right.
Petro campaigned on a new international strategy to fight drug trafficking, saying the U.S.-led war on drugs has failed. Quote, it's time for a new international convention that accepts the war on drugs has failed, that it has left a million dead Latin Americans during 40 years, and that it leaves 70,000 North Americans dead by overdose each year, he said in his speech. The war on drugs, he said, has strengthened mafias and weakened states. I don't know if it's weakened states. I mean, they seem to be as powerful as ever, but it certainly has strengthened mafias.
Mafia states, but we repeat ourselves.
Right.
Jonathan Finer, the White House Deputy National Security Advisor who met with Petro before his inauguration, said at the time, quote, the United States and the Biden administration is not a supporter of decriminalization.
Now, on the point of states, though, so in his case, that's correct because
in Colombia's case,
yes, yeah, the nation of Colombia and the national government of Colombia was weakened at the expense of the CIA. So the drug trade as it currently exists, it's run by the Central Intelligence Agency primarily. It fuels all of their black book budgets,
mm-hmm.
and yes, they absolutely undermined the national sovereignty of Colombia.
That's a good point.
So that power could then shift to the an agency. Agency of the national government of America.
Well, and it is definitely true, from what I understand, in a lot of the southern and Central American states that the drug cartels have a lot of power.
Right. I mean,
there's no doubt about it that they, in many cases, have control over the actual states there.
From a Los Angeles heavy metal band perspective, these lyrics I first heard to me, 15, 20 years ago, still true. And when I heard them, I was like, is that true? And I had the internet and I looked it up. But the lyrics are, all research and successful drug policy shows that treatment should be increased and law enforcement decreased while abolishing mandatory minimum sentences. Who's System of a Down?
Oh,
yeah. And it's absolutely correct.
Yeah. And like, I heard those lyrics and I was like, hey, who uses, like, intellect in their, like, lyrical content? And then I was like, oh, these guys do. Okay, great. And then I was like, wait, is this true? Does all research and successful drug policy show that treatment should be increased? And then I go online and I look and, like, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, all of the places that have, like, decriminalized or legalized drugs and, like, increased treatment have shown that that is a successful way to go about combating drugs. Not policy, not the war on drugs, quote-unquote, not state intervention. Not more jail time, not more punishment, but treatment. The people who suffer from addiction need treatment, not punishment.
And any country that engages even lightly in democracy will be run by whoever has the money. And the more laws there are against this, the more money there is going to be in it.
We're going to continue.
So if you want them run by cartels, keep it illegal.
Your calls and thoughts are welcome here. The number is 603-283-6160. We'll find out a little bit more about what the Colombian president has to say. Again, he's probably wrong about a lot of stuff. But this one seems to be right so far. We'll dig a little deeper in hour three. Coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.